Seven Hacks for Super Confidence.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am your miracle mentor, Robert Zink, flying high like a beautiful eagle, soaring in the direction of your dreams and goals with the law of attraction, personal empowerment. We're here for you every single day to empower your life with the law of attraction, with personal empowerment techniques, with secrets from the ancient mysteries. That's what this podcast is about. And thank you so much for subscribing. Today we are talking about seven hacks for super confidence. Let me tell you why confidence is so important. Increased confidence. Now write this down. Increased confidence reduces self-sabotage. In other words, the more powerful you feel inside, the more certain you feel inside about your life, about your direction, about who you are, about your capabilities, about where you're going, what you're doing, what you're creating, what you're becoming. As your confidence increases, your self-sabotage, your counterintentions, your fears, your doubts, your worries and anxieties, they begin to decrease. And that's a good thing. We like that, don't we? Okay. So I wrote down seven hacks for super confidence. I want you to begin applying these hacks immediately because they work. I mean, they really, really work. Hack number one. Now, this is a tough one, and I'm going to have to define this for you a little bit because I've run this by several of my clients, and I see where people want to go with it. So I'm going to define this. Hack number one, write down seven compliments about yourself, beginning with the word I am. Seven compliments. Now, somebody wrote down, I am happy. Okay, that's a nice affirmation, but what is happy? What makes you happy? What defines happy? And I want you to write these compliments down as if somebody else were saying these compliments to you. Okay, so let's come up with an example. I am capable of talking to large crowds of people and helping them feel compelled and excited with my message. Now, that's one I would do for myself. Okay? So, do you see what I'm saying? It's specific. I want seven compliments. It can be about your body. It can be about your capabilities. I am an exceptional salesperson because I always intuitively know what the other person needs and desires. You see, that's a wonderful compliment if you're a salesperson. Perhaps you're in real estate. I want you to write down these seven compliments. I know it sounds like a lot of work and go, Robert, this is not a hack. This is work. Okay, you don't want to write down seven, write down three, but do it. Now, these compliments become power affirmations. I mean, really strong power affirmations that as you begin to say them over and over and over again, you increase your confidence and you reduce your self-sabotage. You increase your confidence, and that gives you the power to attract more of the life you truly desire. I mean, you're going to be soaring high like an eagle with increased confidence. Number two, set micro goals and then accomplish them. So, for example, maybe you set a walking goal or a running goal, and your goal is to walk 2 miles today. So you walk 2 miles. I want you to celebrate that you walked 2 miles, that you accomplished the goal. Now, don't go out and get yourself a big ice cream cone as part of the celebration. But you get the idea. Find some way to celebrate, to feel good. It doesn't have to be anything big. It can be just something small and insignificant, but it means something to you. In other words, I want you to use an NLP technique where you begin to associate or anchor positive actions with positive outcomes. When you do something good, when you do something right, when you do something empowering, you get a reward for it. So set micro goals, and then as you set these micro goals over a period of time and you begin to accomplish them day by day, pretty soon the bigger goals become easier and easier. I just got a letter today from a wonderful client of mine. Well, she hasn't been a client of mine for about a year now, but she, in one of our sessions, she made a promise to herself. And everybody, I mean everybody, her husband, her friends, her other mentors told her she couldn't do it. I was the only one who stood by her. And she set a goal that she wanted to lose a whole lot of weight, 50 pounds or more. And she wanted to join the military. She wanted to be a soldier. That's all she's ever wanted to do, because her dad was a soldier and her grandfather was a soldier. It's kind of the family tradition. Guess what? She's going into the Air Force. She's becoming a soldier in uniform. And she's so proud. But she started with micro goals, and they progressed into larger goals, and she kept the promise to herself. And you can do that too. Number three, immerse yourself with people who believe in you. If you're around people who don't believe in you, even if they don't say anything, their energy is rubbing off on you like kind of like nastiness, you know, like creepy cruds. You don't need their energy around you. So be around people. Now, obviously, look, you got family. Family is kind of a unique situation, because they may believe in you, but they don't want to believe in you too much. So limit your time around family, you know? And when you're around them, only share positive energy, positive ideas. Okay? But other than that, friends, co-workers, we even do that with clients. We just will not work with clients who refuse to crawl out of the mud and just seem to like to bathe in this self-pity, this poor me attitude. It's just not worth the time. It's not worth the energy. Okay? They can find someone else. I love them. I wish them well. I just don't want that energy around me. It doesn't mean that everybody that I work with has to have a super positive, uplifting attitude. It doesn't mean everybody has to totally and completely believe in me. I'm willing to prove myself. But be around people that believe in you. It helps you feel. That's a big hack. I'm telling you, it's a secret. When you're around people that believe in you, all of a sudden you start to believe in yourself. It's amazing. It really is. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Hey, we love you. We think you're special. Thanks for listening to this podcast. And I want you to listen to this special message right now.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with Creative Visualization.
Okay, we are back, and I've got another hack for you. It's a traditional one, but it really works. It's called creative visualization. See yourself doing something that is challenging. Perhaps you're not a mountain climber. I'm not a mountain climber. I get a nosebleed on a thick carpet. But I want you to visualize yourself doing something that you wouldn't normally do, that's challenging. Maybe you are mountain climbing. You've got that pick going into the ice, and you've got your buddy up above throwing you the rope and all of that kind of stuff. Maybe you are deep sea diving. Maybe you are sitting in a cockpit with other astronauts, and you are about to go to Mars. Okay? I don't care what it is, as long as it challenges you. The more you visualize these pictures in your mind, the more confidence you have. So when something similar comes up, all of a sudden, the fear that you used to feel, the lack of confidence that you used to feel, you don't feel anymore. It's gone. You go, where did it go? I used to feel nervous about this. I don't feel nervous anymore, because you have increased confidence. One of the things you can do is visualize yourself doing a public speech in front of 1,000 people. For a lot of people, that's nerve-wracking. That's frightening. That's scary. I have to tell you, and Rachel will verify this, I'm very comfortable behind this microphone. But you put me in front of the camera, I tend to tense up a little bit. So I need to visualize being in front of the camera, feeling relaxed in front of the camera, as if the camera were my best friend. And the more I visualize it, the better I'll become. It's like anything. What you practice and what you visualize in your mind, you will become better at, and you'll become more confident. Number five is find archetypes. Inspirational archetypes, and they can be people that are alive right now that you read their life story, you read their story, and you go, wow, amazing. And if they can do it, so can I. And it can be people that lived before that are no longer alive, but they did amazing things in their life with what they had. So find those people and think about them and use them as archetypes. I'm not telling you to imitate them, but kind of bring in their energy into your life, okay? Number six, master one thing. Find something you can master and become good at it. We decided to master the podcast. And I don't think we've mastered it yet, but we're getting close. We're getting better all the time. If you go back, please don't, but if you go back to 2010 and listen to some of my podcasts back then compared to now, not only am I improving, but guess what? Our information is improving. Our knowledge has increased. And our podcast, the equipment we use, is so much better than it was back then. That's why we're erasing all those old podcasts slowly but surely, and we're redoing them. But master one thing. Now I feel like, okay, we've got a little bit of mastership going with the podcast. We're feeling comfortable with it. We have a routine with it. Now we want to master the videos. And Rachel is absolutely amazing. She's like working for one of these big movie companies and learning all the editing secrets and stuff like that. And there's a learning curve, but master something. And when you master it, you have confidence. You go, oh, I know how that works. I know how to do that. That's easy. Let's make it happen. And then once you've mastered it, don't stop there. Find something else to master and master that. I'm not telling you to be a jack of all trades, because that's a person who is a master of none. I'm telling you to master one thing and then master something else. And when you've got two things mastered, master a third. You get the idea? Become really good at what you do. That gives you confidence, increased personal power. And that's important because it will reduce your self-sabotage. And number 7, gratitude, a lot of gratitude on how far you have come. Go back and look at yourself. I mean, I remember, oh man, I was a young guy then. Well, I'm still pretty young, but I was a really young guy then. I mean, I didn't even have to shave every day. And I remember making a goal of earning $10,000 a year. Does that date me or what? I think it does. But that was my goal because I wasn't earning $10,000 a year. I think I was earning about $6,000 a year, $5,000 a year. And I wanted to earn $10,000. And, you know, when I look back at that and some of the things I went through to get to that $10,000 mark many, 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 many years ago, I'm so grateful for it. I'm grateful for the lessons. I'm grateful for the people. I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful for the time that I had to learn that, to do that, to experience that. And that's just a small thing. But think about the people that were in your life. I had a very special uncle who taught me so much spiritually, so much about life, and yet he spent his entire life in a wheelchair or in a bed with MS. Yet I would sit in his room and we would explore the world. It was like he took me every place. It was absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful for him. Focus on that gratitude, because that's part of who you are, your history, where you come from, your roots. Okay. You're like a beautiful eagle. You're soaring high in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And that's wonderful. But never forget where you came from. That gives you confidence and power. Unsurpassed, unbelievable. Okay, I've shared with you 7. We'll do this again. We'll share another 7. But I've shared with you 7 secret hacks for super confidence. I know, I feel, look at man, wow. I feel your confidence is growing. Hey, I'd like you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. If you're in business, if you're a salesperson, if you are somebody in a relationship, whatever your needs are, you deserve the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. You deserve it all. Let's leave nothing out of that equation, okay? And we're here to help you. We can't do the work for you, but we will help you with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Hey, also want to remind you, we are putting up at least minimum 2 times a week on YouTube videos. And then in addition to that, we have the podcast on YouTube. So Be sure and subscribe on YouTube, on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio, on Stitcher. Hey, we're all over the place. Thank you so much. You're special. Have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.